Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Andy. She's a host on Raylo Alliance and 2D Vision. I'm a huge fan of both of her podcasts, so make sure you give them a listen. So without further ado, welcome to episode 9 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hello everyone, this is Andy from the Raylo Alliance podcast, and I have a somewhat different Star Wars story than what you would usually hear. And when talking about Star Wars, it is common to hear some things like, oh, Star Wars has always been there, and I've been a Star Wars fan since I am a kid. Or even if that isn't the case, Star Wars has always been a part of culture and I knew pretty much about all of it when I first watched the movies. This couldn't be farther from the truth for me. Looking back, I really don't know how I did it, but I never really got into Star Wars because Star Wars was really never a big presence in my life. Maybe I recognized some of the imagery and maybe I recognized the theme, but I never really understood it. And because none of the people close to me were really, really into it, I never got into it myself. Fast forward to 2015, it was a really hard year for me. I had just moved far from home to go to college. I had left all of my friends and all of my family behind, and I entered a deep state of depression. I remember going to the movies and watching the trailers before the movie showed up. And one trailer that always came up was the Force Awakens one. And the reaction of the audience was always the same. It was always overall joy, happiness, excitement, laughter. And I remember that I wanted to feel that way, that I wanted to be happy because that seemed so far away from me in that point of my life. So I just wanted to start watching the movies, and one friend and I that didn't know anything about Star Wars either, we started watching the movies on the dorms in our common TV room, and we started watching A New Hope, and we got just like 5 minutes in when one other friend came in and just shouted at us that that wasn't the way to watch Star Wars. So she started playing The Phantom Menace. And we were watching The Phantom Menace and a lot of people just started coming in, and we ended up being about 20 people, like college students, watching The Phantom Menace on that Friday night. And it was really fun. I actually have very fond memories of that evening. And then we watched Attack of the Clones, and I remember that I liked them, but I didn't understand a lot of things because the politics part were a little bit confusing for me. So then I watched Revenge of the Sith by myself, and I liked the movies, but I didn't really love them. So it took me a whole month to watch A New Hope, and in the moment that I watched A New Hope, I was instantly hooked. After that, I watched Empire Strikes Back, and I really liked it, but for some reason, another month had to pass until I decided to watch Return of the Jedi by myself. By this time, I was already home for the holidays, so I watched Return of the Jedi on a morning, and at that same day, on the night, I went to a theater and watched The Force Awakens. From that point on, this is pretty much history. So that was my introduction to Star Wars, the prequels, and I wouldn't change that one bit. Just because I think that having the prequels as your starting point without knowing any other information about the saga or anything else about Star Wars is kind of unique, and I really enjoy it, and I don't think that a lot of people can have that experience, and I'm glad I had it. But I can honestly say that the main reason that I got really into the fandom after Force Awakens was because of Kylo Ren, and also because I shipped Raylo from the moment that I watched the movie for the first time. Yes, I am one of the OG 2015 Raylos. The way that I engaged with fandom was mostly on Tumblr and as a part of the YouTube editing community. I started editing videos about Star Wars, about Kylo Ren. I think that my introduction to the universe and to the fandom was kind of slow. And then The Last Jedi came out and just everything went skyrocketing. It was just all so fast. The fandom grew exponentially, at least from the side that I was interested in. It was more about the characters and about the relationships and about, yes, Kylo Ren and Rey. And it was in that moment when my best friend also started to take a big interest in Star Wars as well. So we just kind of took a journey together from that point on, and we started just being more active and searching for information about this universe that was really intriguing and so big that it was kind of scary. I started reading the books, I started watching the animated series, I started actively searching for information that was outside the movies, and in one point I just realized that Star Wars had just become a really big part of my identity and a big part of my life, and just the characters, the stories, the themes, the messages of this whole universe have really changed me and have really shaped my life in a relatively little time. So I'm really grateful about it, not only for the positives, but also it has taught me some hard lessons. Lessons like, not just because two people like the same thing, that means they're going to become instantly friends or even like each other or be compatible. And that's okay. Not everything is going to be sunshines and rainbows, and that's not wrong. Everyone experiences fandom in a different way, and I am grateful for what I've learned, and I'm grateful for my Star Wars experience, and even though I don't participate or engage in fandom and social media as much as I did before, I will always be grateful for Star Wars and for all the people that it led me to meet and all the experiences that I have. So there you go, it actually doesn't matter how long have you been a fan or something, it's just how much that something means to you and just how much enjoyment does it bring you. 4 years ago, I would have never guessed that I was going to become a Star Wars fan, and right now I have a cat named Padme, so there you go. And if I had to choose a thing that I'm most excited about in 2019, it's of course episode 9, of course. But aside from that, I think it's definitely Galaxy's Edge. As an international, it's kind of difficult to travel to the Disney parks just because they're so far away and it's an expense. But this year I actually have the opportunity to go there, so I'm really, really excited. Disney is just my life. Disneyland and the Disney parks are my dream place. And I'm just really, really excited to finally get to live the full Star Wars experience in that immersive land. Thank you so much, Lipsticks and Lightsabers. Please keep continuing listening to these amazing Star Wars stories. And as always, may the Force be with you.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Andy, and you can find her on Tumblr at Princess of Batuu and on YouTube as Pretty Little One. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers on Twitter, and myself, Alex Leonis, on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!